We are all the way on the bottom of Samech Aleph Amud Bey is the bottom line there. So we talked about our third from bottom line. Right. So we said if we're talking about a person makes the declaration, they're not going to drink wine, etc. Whatever they're going to do until the summer is over. So we said that means references that time period is of the end of the summer is when they folded up the harvesting knives, right? So Tana Achiyichpul, we're going to see a number of stories about this idea, what happens when they fold away the knives. So Tana Achiyichpilu Rov HaMikzos, so the Tana says, until they put away Rov HaMikzos, right? So that means, doesn't just mean that every single knife has been put away, that would be, right? But it means that generally the knives have been put away. Okay, so Tana Hukpulu Rov HaMikzos, Mutaros Mishum Gezel, Upatiros Min HaMaisros. Okay, and once they've put away most of the harvesting knives, so now two things become mutter. Number one, if I take someone's produce that's in their field, that would no longer be considered stealing. Why is it not considered stealing? Says the Ran Mutaros Mishum Gezel, Shemith Yashim Hain, Mimash Nishar Besadeh. Once they've finished their process of harvesting, so what does it mean? It means they're not interested in taking in what's left in the field. I don't know enough about harvesting, but I imagine that when people harvest, they don't take every single apple from the orchard or every single, bushel of grain, whatever, right? So there's like something that at some point you're like, it's enough already, right? And you don't take every single last item. So at that point, once they're basically done with the harvest, so now I'm allowed to take what's in someone's field because they've given up already. They're not interested in it. I'm actually only thinking about this right now as we're reading this, but usually we don't say yeyush is enough to make the gemaras in sukkah. That usually yeyush by itself, the fact that the person's given up, is not enough to make something not gezel. Right? Usually you like yeyush and shini rishus, or yeyush, that someone gave up on it, and it was now, transferred to somebody else first. Until the Gemara there talks about, lulav haguzel, right? Using a lulav that's stolen. So the difference might here be, and we're going to see for the next halacha, we also it's peturos min ha-maiser. So why is it peturos min ha-maiser? Just look at the Ran. Dichsiv uba halevi ki ein lo chelik v'nach ha-la-imach, yatsa hefker she yesh lo chelik v'nach ha-la-imach. Meaning that the items that are hefker are no longer chayiv in shumas and maestros. So perhaps the point is that once something is left in the field, it's not just that he's been mitzayish, and really if he, usually yayish means I left my phone on the subway, right? So, or let's give a better example, not a phone, because a phone usually has your personal information in it somewhere. But it's some item that you left, your watch, you left it on the subway, right? You don't really think you're going to get it back, right? At a certain point, you're like, oh my gosh, again, oh my gosh, I left it on subway. Like, it's never happening, right? So that's something that I really would want back, right? But I was misyayish. So fine, so then there's a process. If there's yayish and someone else had it now already, fine, so now it's not going to be gezel anymore. But here, I know exactly where it is, right? I just decided that I'm done, right? So it could be that in that case, it's more that I've been mafkir. Right, it's no longer. It's ki'ilu. I declared I'm not interested. Right, and that's why at that point it's patur shumas maisros. And if someone goes and takes it, they're allowed because it's ki'ilu. It's like I left it on the front. It's like I live on a busy street, so it works. We maybe don't want things. We put them out, and typically they get taken away. Right, it's good. It's good for saving money on the garbage guys. So right. So like maybe ki'ilu when I'm done. Hukpaluha hamiktos, it's ki'ilu, I put it on the curb. And I'm not interested anymore. Fine.
Which is exactly right. It's even a bigger issue, right? In the sense that it's an objective standard. So even maybe not necessarily, it's like rove people have done it. So maybe not, even if this person necessarily may not have done it, it seems like it goes on the rove.
Yeah.
The people maybe.
Yeah, right? It does sound like that. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So
yeah,
you have to deem him to have done that hefker, even if he may personally
say it's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda Iklu Lahu Asra Bizman Shahukplu Rov HaMikzos. We've seen other stories about people going into towns when this happened. Okay, so Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda, they went to a certain place and most of the knives have been put away. Rebbe hava ka'achil, Rebbe Yossi bar Rebbe Yehuda lo achil. So Rebbe was eating, you know, the person's figs or whatever in their field, but Rebbe Yossi bar Yehuda was not eating. So asa marhon, so the marhon, the mefarish has merahu, like the mar, the master, bailim shaltanim, but the owner comes out, right? And so asa marhon amalahu amalo achli rabbanan. He says, "I don't understand. Why aren't you eating? We already put away most of our knives." So for afa pichein lo achar b'yosi b'yehuda. But it's true. Rabbi Yosi was still not eating. So why? Meaning the guy even said, "Like, go for it. Like, I don't care, right?" And he's the owner of the field. So what's going on here? So why didn't he eat? So afa pichein lo achar b'yosi b'yehuda. Kasav arbishum sanios milsa hu de ka'amar haden gavra. He thought the reason that the guy was basically, he was being sarcastic. Right. Look at the Rambam. Mishum sanios milsa hu dekaamar yadin gavra mi pnei roa leiv lomar kavar hitartem osam laatzmichem. Right. Whatever. You go somewhere. You say, okay, if I borrow this, yeah, fine. It's fine. Yeah, whatever. It's fine. Right. Go for it. Right. Like, oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't. Right. But so maybe that right. He's being sarcastic. Basically, he didn't really mean it. Okay. Seems there's no word for sarcasm in the Hebrew language. In Hebrew language, we find it also by the brothers. Right? You know, story, that chazal by the brothers. The brothers say, we'll see who the, you know, let Yosef come, we'll see about, here comes that the dreamer, let's see what will be of his dreams. And Rashi's like, why did he say that? Like, what do you mean? You're going to kill him. Like, you're not going to see what's coming of his dreams. And all of us, modern people, are like, what are you talking about? They're being sarcastic, mm-hmm. Right? But like that, right? So the Ron has to like, explain sarcasm in this line here. But okay, fine. Okay, fine. But he basically his point was he didn't want to eat it because he felt like he didn't really mean it. Fine. Okay. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina ikla lahu asra. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina came to a certain town. Bizman shehuk pulu rov hamikzos. They had already folded away the knives, most of them. Ava ka'achel. He was eating. So he started eating. He's in someone else's field. He starts eating the food. So yaiv l'shamei lo achel. And he wants to give over to somebody else, and he didn't want it. He didn't eat. So amalei achel. So he says, come on, you can eat. Kach amrali, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Aviv, Hukbu, Rabbi Mekhtos, Mutaris, Mishum Gezel, Ubutaris, Minamais. He says, you can do it. I'm telling you. My Rabbi told me that this is okay. Fine. So again, you see another proof that this is really permissible. Okay. Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, Ashkechei, Hahu Gavra, Bizman, Shehukbalu, HaMekhtos, Teka Achel, Achsei, so Rabbi Tarfon was eating eating in the field, and someone came over and he saw what he was doing, and he was eating in his field. So achdei b'saka, he put Rabbi Tarfon in a bag, v'shaklei v'amatiye l'mishtei b'nahara, and he picked him up and took him to throw him in the river. Okay, sound funny? Sound strange? Yeah, sounds strange. So Amar oy lo l'tarfon shezeh hargo, and Rabbi Tarfon like blurted out like, oh my gosh, this guy, it's terrible. This guy is going to kill me. Shamahu Gavra Shafke V'Arak. The guy hears that he's holding Rabbi Tarfon in his hands, and he freaks out and he drops him and runs away. Okay? So Am Rabbi Yavo, Mishum Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, Kol Yamav Sha'oso Tzadik Hayibit Star Adavar Zeh. Amar Oili Shinishtamashti B'Kesra Shel Torah. So for the rest of his life, Rabbi Tarfon felt bad. Why did Rabbi Tarfon feel bad? He said he felt bad that he had used his chashivas, basically. Basically, he said, do you know who I am? Right? And that was like sort of how he got out of it. And he felt bad forever that he kind of was made use. And look at the Ran. Shama hu gavra. Hikir shabbi tarfon haya. Oh my gosh, he realized who it was. So, because what had he done? Shinish tamashi b'kisr shal Torah, shehinicho, kishihodiyah, shu rabbi tarfon, v'lohinicho, ela l'kavar terasa. And the reason he dropped him was because of this of who he was, but because he was a chashav tam chacham, so he felt bad that he had made use of the kesser shel Torah to save his life. Okay, but Amar Rav Baruchana, Amar Biyochanan, Kol Mishdamish beKisser shel Torah Nekar Mina Olam, and Rav Baruchana says in the name of Biyochanan that any person who makes use of the kesser shel Torah somehow raises up their status because of the fact that they are tam chacham, so they are. They're removed from the world. How do we know? Kavachomer, kavachomer. From where? From Belshazzar. Ma Belshazzar shenishtamesh b'klei kodesh shenasu klei chol shenamar ubo ba pritzim v'chileluha kevin shepartzum nasu chol nekar min olam v'chziv ba b'layla katil Belshazzar amishtamesh. Fine. So the point is Belshazzar, who was the son of Nebuchadnezzar, so he went ahead and he used the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash that had been taken from Yerushalayim, and he used them even though they already had become chol. They were no longer, you know, didn't have a status anymore of hekdesh. Look at the Mefarish. Pritzim showed siyum Beis Hamikdash. Right, they took it out of the Beis Hamikdash. V'nasu chol afal pichay ne'erag alayhem Belshazzar. Right, so he was, was mishtamish with literally the Kesher Shel Ribono Shalom. He's like using Hashem's, you know, special kelim, and he's nekar min olam. So that was Belshazzar, and those items were already chol items, right? Because they were taken out of the Beis Hamikdash, they had lost their status already. Okay, and nevertheless, he's, you know, nekar min olam. Kavachomer, the person who uses the Kesher Shel Torah, which never becomes chulin and never becomes, batel chalila, the Torah always has its status forever. So, and the person uses that. Wow, that must be even worse. It's kind of an interesting kavachomer. If you think of it, the kavachomer is that the kelim of Beis Hamikdash became chol, and the Torah is not never chol. But you know, you could argue that Belshazzar was like using the kelim of Beis Hamikdash for whole purposes, and this Talmud Chacham is, you know, making use of Torah, but it's still a kavachomer because he's abusing the covet of the Torah, as opposed to Belshazzar, who is abusing something which was no longer kadosh, and he got in trouble also, and he was killed. Okay, so fine. So for Rabbi Tarfon, Kevud ki achal dehukblu rov miktzos. Have Amay Tsarehu Gavra, but Rabbi Tarfon, I don't understand. Like, what is the story? Doesn't make sense. Again, according to everything we've been saying, it was Hukvul Rov Miktos. If it was Hukvul Rov Miktos, why was the guy even angry at Rabbi Tarfon in the first place? He wasn't doing anything wrong. So Mishum Dahu Havu Ganvele Anve Kule Shasa Mekeven Daashkechel Rabbi Tarfon Savra Hainu De Ganvim. Because what happened was there had been a Ganav who was hanging out in his field. He didn't know who he was. And he was stealing other items, you know, not after the time that the Muktzos were Hukpulu. And when he sees Rabbi Tarfon, he says, oh, you must be the Ganav, because I've been waiting to see who the guy is who's hanging out in my field and stealing all my stuff. So therefore, he assumed he was a Ganav. Okay. Iyachi, I might see her nafshe. So if that's true, right, Rabbi Tarfon hadn't done anything wrong. And it was all a mistake. And the guy was going to murder him. And Rabbi Tarfon saved his own life. So if I would ask you, using Kavod Shel Torah, that's a bad thing. Good. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, is it Mutar? Doesn't sound like one of the big three Averos. It's not Vodazar, Gila, Raj, Shvich, Damim. So using Kishu Shel Torah, I don't know. Lechora, if it's Pikuach Nefesh moment, it should be permissible. Right? So I understand. So answer the Gemara, Mishum, the Rabbi Tarfon, Asher, HaGad, Lohava. Vahava, Lefaisa, Bedamim. Because Rabbi Tarfon had another way out. Tarfon was very wealthy. He should have said, tell me how much you want. Right? And he could have gotten out of the situation without ever revealing that he was a Talmid Chacham, and he would have just paid money and been done with it. He could pay for the grapes or whatever, and that would have ended it. And instead of using his money to get out of it, he used the Kavod Shel Torah. So that's why he felt bad about what he did. Okay, you could argue it's a, you know, stressful situation. People don't always think straight. Okay, fine, but the bottom line is he felt it was the right, that would have been the right, the more appropriate thing to do would have been to spend money rather than to say, hey, do you know that I'm actually, you know, a big time chacham, and so that's why he felt bad about it. Okay,
so maybe it's like, I'm a big time chacham, I'm not the person you think I am, the one who's the ganav. Like, he's, it's not that, oh, I'm so special, it's just that maybe you're making a mistake as to
who you think, right? Yeah, and therefore what?
And therefore, you don't want to kill me because I'm not the person, I'm not the ganav.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, there's nothing wrong.
With identifying himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see in a second a little bit more about this idea of like Tamir Chachamim being willing to identify themselves, whether that's mutter or not mutter, you know, different cases. But you're right, it's a good point. I guess the argument is that, I guess what I would say is that what you see from the Gemara is that the expectation is that you would rather say, even that, even a revelation like, what do you mean? Like, I'm You're saying I'm a rabbi or whatever I am. I'm a Talmud Chacham, so I would never do such a thing. Right. Not a God. Okay, but still, it still becomes like a, do you know who I am, right? Lahavdil, unfortunately, we see these stories sometimes of like, you know, government officials, whatever, get pulled over with DUI, and they say to the cop, like, do you know who I am? You know, like, that happens all the time, right? It's like, right? And if, the moment you even hear a story like that, you're like, ugh, right? It's like, come on, right? So this is a little different because the person isn't doing something so horrible. But it's sort of the same thing, like, do you know who I am? It becomes like you're using the position that you have, right, to kind of save your skin, right? And that feels yucky. We don't do that with the covet of the cover, you know, lahavdil, you know, with a government job. But certainly with a position that comes because of, you know, your Torah status, you know, we'll be careful about that, you know. But yes, don't get me wrong, it's a very high level. It's Rabbi Tarfon to be like worried about the fact that it makes the point in a very strong way, right? The importance of not doing that. Tanya, let's keep going. So the pasuk in Devarim, that person should love Hashem, listen to His voice, connect to Him, stay cling to Him. A person shouldn't say, "Oh, I'll learn Torah so that they'll call me a Talmud Chacham, or I'll learn so that they'll call me Rebbe, right? And they'll keep me kavod." I'm going to learn so that I'll become a zaken. Ella laman me'ava v'sofa kavod lavo. Right. Rather, just learn. Don't learn with am I learning enough that people think that I'm this or that I'm that or that I'm this? Just do your thing. Do the right thing. Do what you're supposed to do, and then the kavod will come. If it's appropriate, it'll come on its own. Shenemar kashram al etzba osecha kisvam aluach libecha. Right. That you should bind the Torah to your fingers and write it on the. You know, on your heart. Ve'omer derachera derachai noam. Ve'omer eitz chaim hilma chazikim ba. Right, the Torah is pleasant, and eitz chaim hilma, it gives life to those that cling to it. Ve'tom chem u'shar. Right, the point is that when you do the right thing, you connect yourself to Torah, good things happen for a person. And the more you're like searching for help in that direction artificially, it's not going to happen. Right, the other Mishnayos called arodei v'achar kavod kavod barachas mimin. It's one of my favorite lines in the Mishnah. Right, that. Because it's true, you see it in real life. Whenever you experience a person who's looking for people to be machsh of them, that makes all the people like shrink away, like no one wants to do that, right? And when you experience a person who's not interested in kavod, they just want to do the right thing, you find that people like really like that person, and they want to be connected to them, right? So it's a similar idea. Like, stop searching for it, do the right thing, and if it'll come, it'll come, and don't go search. Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok Omer. I say dvarim l'shem pa'alam. Do things for the one who created, for the Creator, right? V'davar v'diber behem l'shmam, and speak them, right? Meaning speak Torah l'shem shemayim. Al tasem atarli skadla behem. Don't make them into a mishnas pigravos. Don't make them a crown to become greater because of them. Val tasem kordom liyos odir bo, and don't make them into a axe to cut other people down, right? So the point being, don't use Torah for your own benefit. Just learn. You want to learn because you think it has value, then learn because it has value. By the way, Lashma doesn't mean that you learn it even though you don't like it. Right? It means you can learn it even if you enjoy it. But that's a mistake sometimes we think. I should learn things that are hard because that's Lashem Shemayim. The Igle Tolerance, it's not correct. You can learn things that you love to learn and you find exciting and fun. And that's great. And that's Lashma means not Lashem getting kavod, not Lashem making myself into something, right? And then he writes, and the Gemara continues, "V'kav v'chomer u'ma belshatzar shlo nishtamish ela b'klei kodesh anasu klei chol ne'akam yino olam amishtamish b'kisur shel Torah alachas hamakam." Right, and this is the end of that conversation. The line we saw before about belshatzar. Fine. So Amar Rava, shari le'inish le'oduye nafshe. So the bottom line is this is why Rebbe Tarfon is so bad, because that's not what Torah is supposed to be. Torah is not supposed to be something to be recognized by. So people say, "Ooh, wah, you're so great, etc." That's not what we try to do. We try to do the opposite. Just do the right thing, and if the cover comes, fine. And if not, then that's fine also. Amar Rava, shari le inish le odia nafshe be'asra de lo yadile. Right. So this is sort of the point we were talking about before. It's related. Right? Rava says a person's allowed to tell people who he is, right, reveal his identity in a place where they don't know who you are. Okay. Dichsiv v'avdacha yireas Hashem min urav. Right. That. It's a pasuk in Malachim that's who is it about? It's about Efshar the Eliyahu, yeah. It wasn't Eliyahu who says it though. Someone else
says
it.
Says to Eliyahu.
Yeah, exactly. So the point is, he says, like, by the way, like, I'm an Obed Hashem, and I'm a Navi, right? He wants to explain who he is, because he didn't know who he was. So okay, Elakash Rabbi Tarfon. That's true. Then what about Rabbi Tarfon? Why didn't Rabbi Tarfon say who he was, and he wasn't allowed to, or that was apparently the wrong thing to do. So answer the Gemara, no, to Asher Galdahaya. Right, no, Rabbi Karfon, again, like we said, he could have dealt with the situation without explaining who he was. That case, Avadia had to say who he was in order to, because of the situation. There's a situation with the king, etc. So he had to kind of explain himself. But if Rabbi Karfon could have gotten away without having to explain himself or explain who he was, so then he should have done that. Rava, Ramik, Siv, Avadcha, Yereyas Hashem, Minurav, Favtacha, Yereyas Hashem, Minurav, same pasuk. Uksiv, Yahalucha, Zar, Velo Picha. Right? A stranger should praise you, but not your own mouth. Right? You're not supposed to say who you are. So how do you put these two together? Right? I'm allowed to say, on the other hand, I'm not supposed to say. So haba asra di yadile, haba asra di lo yadile. Right? This is a place where it's a place where they know you. Then and you say, hey, don't you know who I am? It's like, that's like, stop it. Right? If it's a place they don't know who you are, and you need to actually, sorry, I just want to tell you, like, my name is da-da-da, right? And they might figure out who you are. Okay, fine. That it's a place where they don't know you, so that's something else. Because you're not doing it to pump yourself up. You're just trying to identify yourself. So Amarava, Shari Leilat Tzur B'mirabanan Lememar Tzur B'mirabananam. Okay, Rava says a Talmud Chacham can even say that he's a Talmud Chacham. Shari Li Tigrai Beresha. Right, and there. Look at the Riran says, "Sharuli tigrai bereshash hitiru tagar shali klomar paskuli dini tachila." Meaning the person's allowed to say. This is something you probably would think not. But we'll have to explain more. But that basically, a person can even say, "Like I'm a talmid chacham, go, take care of me first." Right, that person's allowed to say that. Okay, so how do I know? Because the Bnei David kohanim hayu. The pasuk says that the Bnei David were kohanim. They were not Kohanim, right? David's from Yehuda, right? So what do you mean Kohanim Hayu? Meaning that the Bnei David were treated a certain way, right? They were treated like a Kohen. Ma Kohen Nota Barosh, Afta Machacham Nota Barosh, right? So the children of David and Melech, they were not because they're sons of the king, because they're Tamid Chachamim. They went first, just like a Kohen is supposed to go first, okay? Uminalan, and how do I know that Kohen goes first? Dechsev V'kidashto. Right, there's a mitzvah known as the mitzvah of v'kidashto to be mekadesh to treat the talmid chacham a certain way with kedusha. V'tana v'rishma v'kidashto l'kol davar shebekedusha liftoach rishon levarach rishon l'litol mana yafa rishon. Right, that the talmid chacham can be called to the Torah first. He be allowed him to be the mezamein to lead the zimun, and he gets and he can you should offer him to take first. So there's a plate of chicken, you offer the coin first. And all those things were allowed for that those things happen. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow just to finish it off. Okay.
So is this like?